While man of the prehistoric age had been obliged to spend 16 hours out of every 24 gathering food for himself and the members of his tribe, the Egyptian peasant, or the inhabitant of the Egyptian city, found himself possessed of a certain leisure. He used this spare time to make himself many things that were merely ornamental, and not in the least bit useful. More than that, one day he discovered that his brain was capable of thinking all kinds of thoughts, which had nothing to do with the problems of eating and sleeping and finding a home for the children. The Egyptian began to speculate upon many strange problems that confronted him. Where did the stars come from? Who made the noise of the thunder, which frightened him so terribly? Who made the river Nile rise with such regularity that it was possible to base the calendar upon the appearance and the disappearance of the annual floods? Who was he, himself, a strange little creature, surrounded on all sides by death and sickness, and yet happy and full of laughter? He asked these many questions, and certain people obligingly stepped forward to answer these inquiries to the best of their ability. The Egyptians called them priests, and they became the guardians of his thoughts, and gained great respect in the community. They were highly learned men who were entrusted with the sacred task of keeping the written records.